without a chair in meditation?
I think you see, the best way is the spine should be straight. That's all. No tension in the body. That's all. It is natural way, you see. In yoga ways, you have to quite pull tension you got, you look different. I've been doing that, quite. And look, that's not just naturally. Sit in any pose, most convenient. Only the spine should be straight, that's all. Yes. No tension in the body, anywhere, in the neck or anywhere. You may sit down, you may sit in the chair anywhere. Once you adapt it, don't sit, that's all.
If you get tired periodically and lean back against the chair, that's bad.
The only thing, you shouldn't go to sleep. That's all. Sometimes you sit all the time, you relax, you relax, because you're fully relaxed then. You see?
Is there a better class of distractions? For example, if your mind suddenly starts thinking about the master and the master's work and what he said and so on, is that a better class of distraction than thinking about other things?
Comparatively, it is a bit better, but not the bad. Whom you talk, why don't you go and see? I am just talking, standing outside. You know, talking about you. When I enter and see you, which is better of the two? The feet from the side, pray and sit down. And then I don't know, so pray and then sit. That's all right. That's a good and bashful good start. Right? Sometimes mind has a very good way of, what you say, deterring us from the goal. You might be talking, he's all right, he's this, he's all right. Well, Ari, he's all right, Ari is there. You must see him. Seeing is better than thinking. How is it called? Breakfast? They're waiting for your breakfast. Anything else? The only thing you see, sit with single-minded, he's all alone. He wants everybody to come all alone. Not take all worldly thoughts, or even the body or the internet, or leave it. Go into straight. Go into the left. This by training you be able to do this, of course. But the man who is not so many, I mean, book of knowledge is wilderness, no way out. We have to make understand. For that purpose it's all right. Once you have understood, then do it. Other man that such and such, well, yes, and is within you, go in with it. You have once understood anything. That is sufficient. Then the only thing remains to do, is it not?
That's the hard part. That's the hard part.
This is what God is. Time, you see, flies. Mind tries to evade you from the goal. You try to. In a very gentlemanly matter, you come, you see. I may talk to the master, why? Remembrance of the matter is all right. When you have receptivity, you will have radiation, effect of the radiation. But that will come only when there is receptivity. Receptivity dwells only when you are there. Nothing will be between you and the master. Isn't it? Any thought even. Comparatively, that to you. These things are not very much clearly stated in books. How can they? There is something practical. Kavi says, your master may be living 7 oceans abroad. And you are living this side. Direct your attention to him. Your attention between you and him, there's nothing should intervene. Then you will receive radiation from hundreds and thousands of them.
As you know, we were here last year, and Then we went back home.
Yes.
And now that we're back here, I can say for myself, I think for Kira too, that the meditations suddenly once again are better than they were back home when we had gone there.
Of course. Lonely Parton, we cannot underrate the atmospheric effect of the presence of the mind. But from thousands of miles away, if you dwell receptively, you have that effect. Simply when you say there's no other thought, no, even of your own self should not be there, then you would have receptive.
Because here in the ashram, you don't have these outside thoughts pressing in on you. You're in isolation. You don't get the news of the world. You don't have people coming in and gossiping and things like that. So it's much easier.
So at least what did Christ say? Shut yourself in your closet. What did he mean by that?
Well, going in here, I'm sure.
You may have, if you want to see the newspaper, we'll give you. Get here.
No, I like to be.
For a while, you see, it is out of training. For a while, say a week, 10 days, or a month, so regularly you're devoted the whole time in the today, you'd dwell. By going to a master, I know the best thing for you is just make the best use of the time. Put it more by developing the subject. You have under so many irons in the fire there. Here I think you have not many. You might create many, that's up to you, but there are not many.
You should, I suppose, pull each of those irons out of the fire gradually as your life goes by, rather than leaving all of them in and including a few more.
I tell you, if you leave it to the mercy of the mind, that time will never come. Minds wanted to go abroad.
Some of us are more inclined toward using the mind, aren't we? I mean, say, astrologically, some people are more inclined toward mind things and have a bigger burden to start with.
They are further progress in this thought. Otherwise, you see, you have to do something. Do and see. Then you may. Our work is to see God, for instance, I'm telling you. Go and see Him first, then do anything you like. We begin to just do many things before we see Him. That's all. For a while, maybe a day, 10 days, we should reserve some time. That is a great helping factor. Mm-hmm. Reserve the time for that. If it is not day or two, at least some hours in the day, maybe 2 hours, you close it, all cut off. Close, just shut yourself in the closet, in the room, and then no material. By training, of course. There's no hideout to that.
You must sit perfectly still. Now, I notice when, for example, Master G is singing for you and listening to you talk, he sometimes sways back and forth. Is that a permissible?
I tell you, if you think of the body, you feel locking. If you don't think of the body, you won't feel it.
Even if you're swaying?
You won't feel it. You're rocking, you see. But if you're not thinking of your body, even your body won't shake. Won't.
I see. Yes.
That is why I always say, you see, just fix your gaze into the middle of whatever is before you, in the front of you, not here. And then body will wake. By concentration, man dwells these things. So there is no hideout to concentration, but to concentrate, and then concentrate. That will come.
Are there any exercises that, outside of pure doing it, that you can work on in order to improve concentration?
Okay. That is, do one thing at a time, wholly and solid. That will help you. If you are going to be fully at work. When I was in office, I was sitting over there and never knew who was sitting in front of me. Whole attention to it. And the work was done very little time, for more time. That is training. Then learn to do when you are at prayer, be fully at prayer, that thing helps you. Prayer, saying prayers, etc., that will do the atmosphere for a while. When you got a soul, just do yoga.
You would recommend starting out a meditation with a prayer then?
That's better, huh? Sing are the master of the God in him, not the master, but the God in him. The God in him. That will create into pacifying effect, boost. Pray and sit up, go with it. Once I put this question to my master, where you are living for 7 years? Look here, I told him, well, master, we are cut off from the outside. I am cut off from the outside. Inside, you have not appeared. What to do in the meantime? I'm very begging of the question. Very, I did few days of the month, 5 months, few days of the month. He told me, look here, men think of the ghettos, of the friends. Is it bad to think of the month for the intervening period? Then again, sometime after, I asked him, master, what a man should do? And the master is sitting inside whom you want to meet. Were you to think of him or not go in and you'll find him? 2 points, very much plain fact. Isn't that? First is like that, prayer, etc. That is it. When you can think of so many, why not think of the master? It is much better. As you think, so you become. But it is also nothing, go in and see him. You see? If you enter, go and enter. You know how to go with him. And you'll find him.
You know, there's a note of consolation in what you've just said, in that there was a period in your life when you couldn't see your master.
In the beginning, first day, when you went to him, 2 or 3 days, I said, you're not very much radiant at once. You to guide me all through for 7 years with him. When I sat as a man, go with it, you see. That I did 7 years before, he was with me.
Yes,
first, in the beginning, I put a general question, if a man goes with him, he does not find the other man. That is sometimes a question put to solve the riddles of others. For me, it was not so bad. But I had that experience. But I told him, what should you do in the meantime? For those who have just had to start. He said, is it bad to think of too much?
Well, it didn't apply to you then. This was just a theoretical question you put to him.
General question to put to him.
Yes. From that moment, 7 years before you met him,
yes,
until you did see him in the flesh, yes, did you all the time see him inside for all those 7 years?
No, no. When he sat in my bed, I found him. I could fly to other places with him. That was when the war was going on those days. 1914.
Yes.
Then 17. In a flight, he was with me. Out of guidance, I was guided like that.
Had you been with Sawan Singh Ji in a previous life?
You see, that power was also not in the same form, but that power is there. Of course, man is in the making. Suppose I was or not, will it help you? That's what I'm telling you. God power was man in the making, some more, the other, some more, the other, some not yet ready. But all have the same goal. Every saint has his past and every saint has his future. They hope for everybody. The pity is, you see, a strong man revels in his strength, and the weaker man wonders how he got it. Well, what is it? Just think, future. Very easy, few words, very simple words. But for a man who is that, he simply sleeps in. You see? For others, they say, how can that be? That's only by time makes perfect. I tell you, I was a child. I think I was reading third primary. I saw one man giving lecture. How is particular Swami speaking? I was just thinking from the level of quite third primary. Very wonderful. Where Swami is speaking throughout. Now he is without it. It is not. So time can do. Those who are more ready, they are quicker. Even those who are, as I told you yesterday, those are not ready. They have got only taught now. And they are regular. They obey the commandments of the master, live up to what he says. He can go ahead of the man who has got some background, but he is not fully abiding by the words of God. So there is no hardness for possible. But this is the highest thing that we have to do. All things are alright. Main idea, highest idea to know, to see. In man's body you can see.
Yeah. Sacrifice but everything for that.
First, God first. Other things follow. Do the best in which you find the good of others. No selfish, no congealing. Self will expand. That will help you. If you help others, you will be helped. If you give consolation to others, you will have consolation of yourself. If you won't let anybody die of hunger, I think you will give fast.
But I believe you said before that you're not in a position to help anybody until you break through.
That is a spiritual matter. Another way to do that, you can maybe one farthing in a pound, Man should learn to give away something, That is spiritual thing. When you got no money, how can you distribute? These talks are given sometimes, but from different levels. The same words convey sometimes from different levels. Each man should live for others, mainly. But maybe 1%, then 10%, then 50%, then 100%. That's ultimate goal. The more you live for others, the more yourself will expand, the more you'll find peace. If everybody cares, that's very good example. Lord Vishnu, there are some things says talk, give direct, or sometimes by means of parables. Christ also did like that. Sometimes he spoke in parables, sometimes direct. To parables in those who have average understanding. So in Hindi there's a statement parable like that, the Lord Vishnu invited all good and evil, the gods and others for a feast. The feast was served. The gods also sat down to eat. And also the others of the lower nature. He stood up and said, look here, dear friends, all this is for you. Eat to your heart's content. But there's one condition you should not break. Don't bend your elbow to eat. Those are average understanding. What is he talking about? If you don't bend our elbow, how can we eat?
Servants would have to feed you.
No. How can we eat? They were fed up, they got angry. Lord Vishnu simply belittled us. He would not let us eat. They went. The gods remained there. They thought this is something from a Lord Vishnu. That must be meaning something, They went to the next stop. Oh, very easy. All was said. And while he left, all at all. If he let others eat, everybody makes others to eat, then who is left hungry? These are things to make things understand.